Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're coming from Psalms 125 through 127 and Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and 2. Psalms 125 through 127 and Ecclesiastes chapters 1 and 2 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. It is so good as always to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. I have enjoyed, amen, praying with you, for you, and reading the Word of God. Amen. And expounding some of the scriptures of the Word to you. I have enjoyed every moment in the presence of God and in your presence, because I know that every moment that we spend before God, amen, endeavoring to learn who we are and who He is and to apply the principles of His Word, every moment that we spend doing that is never wasted. Never. We waste our time doing a whole lot of things. We might stay in bed for an extra hour. We might stay up a little later to watch this movie that we didn't even like. So we waste time doing a lot of frivolous things. But this thing that we do in the presence of God is never going to be frivolous, because when we sow to our spirit, we reap to ourselves everlasting life. Scripture lets us know that. So the things that we sow in our for God, amen, for our relationship with Him, amen, He will remember and He will honor and He will bless us. He'll add to us. Glory to God. I praise God this morning, amen, because as human beings, we're always going through something, amen. If we're not in a season where we're going through some trouble, we're coming out of a season, or we're about to go into a season, because it's just part of life. At least it has been since the fall of mankind into sin and away from our relationship with the Lord. But the closer we get to the Lord, even our perception of that trouble changes. The closer that we get to the Lord, the more we trust that He's going to bring us up and bring us out. The closer that we get to the Lord, the more those things that other people are saying, amen, those words become more and more distant from us, and the Word of God becomes more and more alive the closer we get to Him. Amen. That is what we are endeavoring to do in this season. Glory to God, in this series, in these episodes of A Year in the Word. Amen. We started on January the 1st, and we're going to be ending up on December the 31st. And I praise God, amen, for everything that He has done and all that He is doing in the midst of it. Amen. We need Jesus. We need Him. We need Him every day and every hour for everything. And I do mean everything. Under the sun. We need Him for all of that. We need Him to direct us. We need Him to correct us. We need Him to empower us, to encourage us, to show us. We need Him because He knows us better than anybody else knows us. Nobody knows us the way that the Lord does. Nobody does. And there's a lot of people in our lives who believe they know us, and they do know a great deal about us, but the Lord knows everything, and nobody else knows everything about us except for Him. Amen. That's why when we go to Him in prayer, amen, the words that we say to Him, they're safe. They're not always safe with other people. We can confide in the Lord like we cannot confide in another person. Amen. He will keep our prayers secret. He will keep them safe, and He will answer. Glory to God. There are times when we need a catharsis, a cleansing. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm going to say 99.9% of the time, it is a spiritual cleansing that we need, because we cannot separate, amen, the parts of ourselves from each other. We are one whole being, amen, physical and spiritual. We're a whole being. So we can't separate the physical things from the spiritual. Amen. Things that happen to us in the physical also affect our spiritual lives. Things that happen to us in our spiritual lives also affect us physically. We cannot
separate ourselves, but the Lord can answer it all. He is our creator, our maker. He's the one who sustains us, whether we know him or not. He is our sustainer. We might as well, amen, acknowledge him as such. He is our life sustainer. Glory to God. For in our hope, he's our help in the time of trouble. And he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He helps the unjust as well. But we that belong to him, we have an inheritance, amen, that they do not have. That no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. No weapon that is formed will prosper. That's part of our inheritance. Those that do not know him do not have that as their inheritance, although the Lord is merciful to them. Amen. Glory to God. I praise the Lord for this time that we're having with him, because the Lord is faithful and he is true. That is his name, faithful and truth. He is that all the time, 24/7. And he lives in eternity. I mean, we're measuring that by our time because we live in time. But he's in eternity, and he changes not. The word refers to him as being immutable because he does not change, and even says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he does not change. The principles of godliness does not change. The way does not change. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. That's not going to change, no matter how much, amen, people preach against it, no matter how much negativity flows out of the mouths of those in the world, no matter how many have been tricked, have been bamboozled into believing that there is another way, Jesus is the only way. And that's not going to change. It won't change for me. It won't change for you. It didn't change for your grandma. It won't change for your neighbor. It doesn't change for our president. It won't change for an emperor. It will not change. These are the standards of God. And they are standards indeed. That if the whole world, amen, would grab a hold to these standards, we would have true peace on earth. We would honor each other's humanity. We would understand each other in a greater capacity. We would love without conditions. We would know who we are and why we were here. There would be no question any longer if we all grabbed a hold to the standards of God, the standards of godliness. Glory to God. Amen. I honor him today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because you are moving in the midst of us. You are helping us, Lord God, to go forward. You, Lord God, are making us that we were destined to be from the very beginning. You're reshuffling the deck for us, and you're aligning us and realigning us and positioning us and repositioning us. Lord, you're correcting us and remolding us and remaking us and reshaping us and helping us to go forward and to be that vessel of honor that you called us to be from the very beginning of time. You called us out of our mother's wombs, and even before we were conceived, you knew us by our name. Lord God, I give you glory and I give you honor. You are God and God alone. There is no other, and no other name whereby we must be saved except Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus, healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we receive it today. Oh my God, we receive it, Lord God. Mind regulation, we receive it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Physical healing, Lord God, in our structures, in our organs, in our vessels, Lord God, in our bodies, we receive the healing of God Almighty right now in the name of Jesus. We receive it. Breakthrough, Lord God. Breakout, Lord God. Reconditioning, Lord, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we give you glory and we give you honor. We give you praise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We receive knowledge this morning. We receive wisdom in the name of Jesus, and we receive your understanding. Lord God, I don't want the understanding that man has about you. I want the understanding that comes directly from your throne and out of your mouth. Oh God, I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God.
for each and every one of these that are listening, Lord God, each and every one of these, Lord God, that need a closer walk and a closer understanding. Speak, Lord, oh, Lord, to each and every one. Visit them right where they are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and turn every situation around, Lord God. Flip it upside down, turn it out, Lord God, and bring forth life, Lord God, and peace in your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we honor you and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Lord God, all we can say is that you are good to us. Oh, Lord God, a people, Lord God, that are fashioned as sheep, Lord God, and go astray more often than we even want to admit. Oh, but you are the great shepherd and you reel us in, Lord God, and we are thankful. We're thankful for the times you reel us in and even have to break our legs to make us safe. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I thank you that you love us the way that you do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just praise your name. We glorify you and we honor you in all things, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless us as we go forward in the word, Lord God. Give us that we need to grab a hold to today, Lord God, from these words, Lord God, that we are about to receive, that we're about to speak, that we are about to read. Bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of your people. Help us, God. Make us, Lord. Mold us, Lord Jesus. Reshape us. Realign us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to live according to your standard and in the position that you have placed us in. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Oh, we give glory and honor to the Lord because he is glorious, hallelujah, he is gracious, hallelujah, he is wonderful, he is marvelous. Glory to God. Every accolade that we can give, everyone, amen, that we can give is not even enough to describe and to explain, amen, the God of our salvation, the Lord of life, hallelujah, the keeper of our souls. Glory to God, the one who has us all in his hands. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory and honor today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen to Jesus. Hallelujah. I am reading and you are hearing from Psalms chapters 125 through 127 and Ecclesiastes chapters 1 and 2 to the glory, amen, of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abide forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. When the Lord brought back the cattle were like those who dream, then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with his
but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. I've read to you from Psalms 125 through 127. We are now entering into Ecclesiastes chapters 1 and 2. Amen. To the glory of God. We praise God for his word. The word of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Amen. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun? One generation passes away and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever. The sun also rises and the sun goes down and hastens to the place where it arose. The wind goes towards the south and turns around to the north. The winds whirl about continually and comes again on its circuit. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place from which the rivers come, there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot express it. The eye is not seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I set my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. This burdensome task God has given to the sons of men by which they may be exercised. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed all is vanity and grasping for the wind. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be numbered. I communed with my heart, saying, look, I have attained greatness and have gained more wisdom than all who were before me in Jerusalem. My heart has understood great wisdom and knowledge, and I set my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also is grasping for the wind, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. Said in my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. But surely this also was vanity. I said of laughter, madness, and of mirth, what does it accomplish? I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine while guiding my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their lives. I made my works great. I built myself houses and planted myself vineyards. I made myself gardens and orchards, and I planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made myself water pools from which to water the growing trees of the grove. I inquired male and female servants and had servants born in my house. Yes, I had greater possessions of herds and flocks than all who were in Jerusalem before me. I also gathered for myself silver and gold and the special treasures of kings and of the provinces. I acquired male and female singers and the delights of the sons of men and musical instruments of all kinds. So I became great and excelled more than all who were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my pleasure rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my reward from all my labor. Then I looked on all the works of my hand that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. Consider wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do who succeeds the king? Only what he has already done. Then I saw that wisdom excels folly, as light excels darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Yet I myself perceived that the same event happens to them all. So I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, it also happens to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, this also is vanity. For there is no more remembrance of the wise than of the fool forever, since all that now is will be forgotten in the days to come. And how does a wise man die? As a fool. Therefore, I hated life, because the work that was done under the sun was distressing to me, for all is vanity and grasping for the wind. Then I hated all my labor in which I had toiled under the sun, because I must leave it to the man who will come after me, and who knows whether he will be wise or a fool. He will rule over all my labor in which I toiled, and in which I showed myself wise under the sun. This also is vanity. Therefore, I turned my heart and despaired of all the labor in which I had toiled under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is with wisdom, knowledge, and skill. Yet he must leave his heritage to a man who has not labored for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. For what has man for all his labor and for the striving of his heart with which he has toiled under the sun? For all his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome. Even in the night his heart takes no rest. This also is vanity. Nothing is better for a man than that he should eat, drink, and that his soul should enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw was from the hand of God. For who can eat or who can have enjoyment more than I? For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. But to the sinner he gives the work of gathering and collecting, that he may give to him who is good before God. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 125 through 127 and Ecclesiastes 1 and 2. Amen. These are the chapters. Today may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Those are the words that we heard from the preacher, Solomon, the son of David, the king, amen, that the Lord had placed in place after David, amen, passed on after he transitioned into eternity. Solomon, his son, became king. Amen. The Lord made him the wisest of the wise. Amen. And he sees, amen, that all that we do under the sun, it is vanity. Amen. All the work that we do, amen, is going to be passed on to another. Amen. And that person may not be wise. He may be a fool. Amen. But the things that we do for the Lord, those things will last. Amen. Forever. Amen. Those things will go into eternity with us. The things that we do to the Lord, those things will be accounted for righteousness for us. The relationship that we have with the Lord, those things, that labor, that effort that we put forth, that will be accounted for righteousness for us. And those are the things that we do that are not vanity. Amen. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it is hard. Any relationship, amen, is hard to maintain. It's hard to maintain boundaries sometimes. But all relationships have boundaries. Amen. And that is most definitely true of our relationship with the Lord. And I need you to keep in mind the thing that I have said often throughout this series, A Year in the Word. We were always intended to be in right relationship with the God of the universe. Amen. Many of us that have not chosen, amen, to receive the gift of God, amen, salvation through Jesus Christ, we are still, amen, those people are still in poor fellowship with the Lord. Amen. They do not have an inheritance. They do not have a covering. But Jesus is our covering unto life. Amen. He is our way maker and he is the truth. He is the one who mediates between us and the Father. He is the one, amen, who keeps us and helps us and guards our way. Amen. He protects us. He is our hero and our salvation, our deliverer. He heals our body. He heals our minds. He regulates, amen, our thoughts, amen, he, all those things, and so much more than I'm speaking right now, amen. We were always, always, always intended to be in relationship with the Lord. And though our labors on earth, amen, it is only good for while we are here. The things that we do, amen, for the Lord and the relationship that we maintain with him, amen, it will go on with us into eternity. The relationships we make for on earth, amen, it is to help us. Amen, to help us even to maintain the standard of godliness and truth. And the word lets us know that we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our strength, all of our soul and all of our strength, and our neighbors as ourselves. Now, if we are obedient to the word of God and we love the Lord just like that, loving our neighbors won't be difficult. But sometimes, amen, and we are still in these fleshly bodies, sometimes we have neighbors, amen, that are not kind, that are not peaceable, amen, that do everything they can, amen, to cause trouble in our lives. But if we love the Lord with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul and all of our strength, he will give us wisdom as to how, amen, to love our neighbors. Sometimes we have to love from a distance, amen, and it does require that we still be kind and we still pray for them, because that is a soul, amen, that the Lord does love. Our neighbors are souls that the Lord loves no matter how they behave. Glory to God, because we were once them. We were once that person that was difficult. We were once that person that was unlovable. We were once that person that did not know God. That was us. Oh, so love somebody else out of that corner. Love somebody else out of that bondage and pray for them too. Amen. As God is aligning you and realigning you, pray for someone else to be aligned and realigned also. Amen. The devil wants to take them out, but Jesus wants them to have life and that more abundantly, just like you. Glory to God. We honor him today. We give him glory, honor, and praise because he is God. He is God, and there is no other. And I'm going to say it again like I've been saying it all along. Don't allow yourself to be deceived. Don't receive a substitute or a counterfeit. Amen. There is only one God. He is our deliverer, the one who will save and keep you. And there is no other way to be saved. There is no other way, no other way. You cannot make peace with the ways of the world and think you will be at peace with God. You won't. Amen. It's his way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything else is not the way. It is a lie, and it will bring death. Scripture lets us know there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. To life, him alone. There's no other name, amen, that we can receive salvation by except the name of Jesus. Amen. We give him glory and honor. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you today. God keep you and God anoint you. It's always an honor to be in your presence. Amen. And I am praying for you. Glory to God. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.